This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, broadcaster. So I put the two items together to put you in touch with farm, family, and food. And so that's what this is all about. It's available on podcasts, all the past shows for the past 4 years, actually, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We deal with all sorts of things that are aimed at pretty much one thing: how to protect the life and times of the American family farmer. I was reading the story. I start the broadcast each week with sort of a news clip or two. I'm reading the story of Bob DiCarlo, who stepped on a dairy farm owned by a fellow named John Knopf in 2006. He was a suburban youngster, hadn't been on the farm. He was interested in a job, so he was trying to convince Mr. Knopf that he should get the job. The farmer said, I didn't pay much attention to him, but he wouldn't leave. Sort of reminds me of me. So I tried to teach him. I did hire him. I taught him a couple of things along the way. He learned a lot on his own. And now fast forward to 2020. They are in Canandaigua, New York. They still are running the dairy farm, and I say they because Mr. DiCarlo has now gotten himself into the family, if you will, and the family doesn't have a next generation to take over the farm. So Mr. Knopf is transitioning the farm to Mr. DiCarlo. Knopf was the third generation of his family to farm it. He started farming in 1980. He went to Michigan State University to learn how to farm, or at least to learn agriculture, the business of agriculture. He took a little bit of a risk. His father wasn't. The farm was about 40, 50 cows for 40-some-odd years. Then they expanded the farm, now have about 600 cows, 300 or 400 heifers, and they've got quite a splendid operation. The challenge, of course, now is the government and Big Ag trying to put all of these people out of business. The fact that DiCarlo sent himself to the State University of New York at Cobleskill, a city that I know a lot about. I owned a radio station there for a long time. I still have roots and friends there. And I go often to Sharon Springs, where the McFadden auction is held every quarter. It's a neat area. He went to Cornell also and learned a lot about, again, the business of farming, which Mr. Knopf didn't know. A lot of the farmers I grew up with, they didn't have any business experience, and so they were always in trouble. They never had money. And so this guy, I hope, is going to be able to buck the trend in the Northeast especially, where smaller farmers, and I say smaller, somebody's milking 600-700 cows isn't really that small, but in terms of what some of these big agribusinesses are doing with 20,000 cows, which is ridiculous because it's not a farm, it's just a factory. But I wish this guy well and his family and the people. It's just kind of a neat thing to see. But that's part of what's going on in the world of dairying. Now, here's some info that affects the people who are produce folks. Researchers in Western Australia discovering that venom from honeybees is a powerful anti-tumor agent, which annihilates a particularly aggressive form of breast cancer cells. It's been tested in mice, and the results are staggering. Researchers hope the findings will hold promise for the 15 or 20% of women who suffer from triple negative breast cancer, meaning patients whose disease lacks all three common cancer drug receptors, which includes the hormones estrogen and progesterone, well as the human epidermal growth factor called HER2. Typically, these receptors might aid doctors in their fight against tumor growth through the use of targeted therapies, which help to spare patients from the full-body ravages of chemo. The 5-year relative survival rate for most progressive cases is as little as 11%. My former wife died of this after 21 years being at stage 4, and I bet she would have survived if we had known then what we know now about honeybee venom. So if you have this in your family, there's a way of getting, well, I don't know whether you're just eating honey, but no, it's not the honey. It's the venom the honeybee uses to sting you. And that's the difference. So it's amazing what we're finding out in research. But this is, I was talking on my DJV program that I do Monday through Friday around the country, with the ladies who are on with me, Jennifer Warner and Victoria Keelan, about what people, when they first see a bee, their first reaction is get a can of spray and try to kill the bee. For wasps, yeah, maybe. Or for some of the dangers. But honeybees are not dangerous. They're not going to bother you at all unless you bother them. So the idea that we're killing them as we are, when we need them, we all know the story. We're at 50% of the bee population we had 10 years ago. And it's for a lot of different reasons, mostly Monsanto's fault, because of the herbicides and pesticides. But, one of the things we got to remember is that swatting them or spraying them isn't in our best interest. So perhaps a little bit of food for the mind, right? A little word to the wise is sufficient. Speaking of that, taking care of your body is a great thing. Talk all the time about Calitrin, losing weight, diet, exercise, all the work you do on the farm. Are you taking care of your brain, though? If you are not, you might be interested in knowing about the dietary supplement Prevagen. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain, better life. So my advice is take care of your brain like you take care of your body. The proven brain health supplement is Prevagen. Improve your short-term memory, brain health in general. Prevagen is the name. Healthier brain and better life is the game. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Moving back into our focus on your farm, how to make your farm successful, how to connect your farm to the people who are using it, families, farms, and food. That's all the mainstay of the American Family Farmer. Mitchell Hora is the founder of Continuum Ag. He happens to be a seventh-generation Washington County, Iowa farmer and the founder and CEO of Continuum Ag. So I want to know, about your farming operation and how I was just talking about the weather and what went on there with those 100-mile-an-hour winds, the corn being knocked over, the rain. What's it like there to try to recover from all of this, Mitchell?
Yeah, no, it's a crazy, crazy deal. And, you know, how we're approaching it, though, on our farm is that we just have to be more resilient no matter what the weather situation is going to be. Now, we got lucky, and we were about 25, 30 miles south of where that derecho came through and where the really bad winds were. I had multiple of the farmers that I work with that got devastated by it, but we were lucky enough to not necessarily be hit too terrible bad. We have some corn that's twisted up, but not flat like what we see in some other areas of the corn belt here. But the main thing that's been our issue here this year is that we haven't really had any kind of decent rain since the middle of July.
Right.
Now here in the last 24 hours, maybe 36 hours now, we've gotten a little bit of rain, maybe 3/4 of an inch or so, but probably a little too little too late. And
I have the same situation here in Massachusetts. We went for almost a month without getting any rain at all. Now we have enough, sort of not enough to get rid of the drought, but it's the same sort of thing, and it seems to be happening here and there all across the country, which I'm told is the reason the stink bugs are worse this year. Do you know anything about, stink bugs?
I haven't had any issues with stink bugs around here, but that does make sense because insects, you know, are drawn to disease or drawn to weakened plants.
Yes.
Just like diseases are drawn to weakened humans and stuff too, you know, and we have nutrient imbalances. So it does make sense, and that's probably why you're seeing some of the issues. But
here's
now
we
haven't been too bad here.
A little tip for people who are wondering about stink bugs and what to do with them. Wasps. If you can get wasp larvae, or actually wasps that are grown for this, I have done this for the manure pile as well. They eat the fly larvae and keep the fly population down and do the same thing for stink bugs. So if you're wondering how to get rid of them, that's the way to do it. Find those wasps that eat all of that stuff. Now, you have on your website, fieldworktalk.org, an overview of basically a podcast that you're doing. The podcast, the big thing now. This program, in fact, the American Family Farmer Show, is a podcast in addition to being a broadcast. We take the basic bottom line info that we have each week, and we put it together in a podcast so that people can get the gist, the main core of what it is that we've talked about on the program. And you can find that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. As a matter of fact, the current edition has these farmers that are working with Willie Nelson to transform his ranch. They're down in Austin, Texas. They've done it for their place. Apparently, Willie Nelson's wife saw what they did. She said, why don't you come over to our ranch? And so we tell the story of what nutritionally dense food is all about. And I bet that's been the subject of a podcast or two or three or four. Has it not? The whole business of how to regenerate soils. Mitch, has that been part of your discussion, Mitchell?
That's huge. So, yes, the Fieldwork Podcast is put on by American Public Media and Minnesota Public Radio.
Yeah.
And really the whole concept is around sustainable agriculture, coming from myself and my co-host, who are, you know, very much conventional farmers, but family farmers. My co-host goes online as the Minnesota Millennial Farmer. Zach Johnson's his name. He farms up in Minnesota. So we have a really interesting talking about how do we implement sustainable agriculture, focusing on soil health and conservation practices to improve water quality. But I love the nutrient density piece. It's something that we are really looking into for our farm. We really stress soil health on our farm, and that's why, you know, even with bad weather, we're going to be fine here this year. But that nutrient density piece is something that I think is going to be huge. So I need to see about getting down to old Willie's farm. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, be good, maybe get a little bit of a concert going. All right, we continue. Mitchell Hora is here from Continuum Ag on this week's American Family Farmer. Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Moving back into our focus, Doug Steffen here for the American Family Farmer, Mitchell Hora. I'm looking at your website. Are you the tall one or the short one?
I'm probably the short one. I'm not all too terrible tall.
All right. So, helping people using technology, that's kind of what this is about. How old are you, Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm 26 years old and started my company when I was a junior up at Iowa State.
Good for you. All right. And you come from a farming background. Did you say Zach Johnson also was a farm kid?
Yeah, Zach Johnson is the millennial farmer. He's a fifth-generation farmer from...
How'd you find each other?
Through the podcast. So the podcast people found me. I was speaking at an event that Iowa Public Radio and Minnesota Public Radio were putting on. Mm-hmm. They found me there, and Zach isn't too hard to find online. He's got something like 600,000 subscribers on YouTube
Good
now.
Good God.
So, yeah.
So, you know, that brings me around to something else. When you consider technology and the benefits of it, a lot of us who have been around for a while bemoan some of the reality, but I got to tell you, I find it very helpful in many respects. I think it's overdone and overused in certain circumstances, but, you know, there's so much information and the need to help because there's such an onslaught, there's an attack, frankly, against the American family farmer, some of it deliberate, some of it not, but, you know, you need all the tools you can get. And so this is a perfect way of designing, and I think that's what you've done from what I can see here, designing information that's for people that don't work for ConAgra or any of the big outfits. You know, I'm not considering them to be the enemy, but they're not who I'm here for. I'm here with guys like you to help people who have a family farm survive. And
I think that's totally right. You know, and that's why, you know, Continuum Ag focuses on soil health data. And we've actually built now the first soil health data platform. It's called the Topsoil Tool. And it's exactly what you're saying, you know.
Yeah, tell us how it works.
Yeah, yeah. So fully online. Basically, so all of these large ag companies all have a data analytics platform. And that platform is designed to help them to gather insights from the farm and sell products back onto those same acres. Mm-hmm. We are looking at the data just as a unbiased recommendation platform. We gather in soil health data. So going beyond regular soil sampling to include things like biological activity, organic carbon, and organic nutrients in the soil. Just getting into the biological components, not just looking at the soil as a chemistry project. And then we provide unbiased recommendations to those family farmers who can then go and make their own purchasing decisions. But it's removing the kind of the fox from the hen house, I suppose, mm-hmm. You know, where we are saying, hey, here is unbiased information to help you to improve your soil health, be more resilient, get some dollars in your pocket from day one. Then we can go and work on better connectivity with the consumer, a more transparent marketplace. But to your point, you know, technology isn't there just for the sake of more technology. It's got to be actionable, and that's where we start.
Right. I mean, it's got to be usable. One of the big things that I get into, we've had two or three programs on sustainability, and one fellow was telling me, we got off, because I often on my regular daily weekday, I do a general consumer program around the country on a 300 or 400 radio stations with a couple of women, and we talk a lot about food and family and that sort of thing. And one of the things that comes up often, or used to before I dispelled it, was the myth about methane and all of these people who mostly are well-intentioned, but there are some who are trying to sell something, tell you that cows and methane are going to be the ruination of the planet. And if you really dig into all of this soil stuff, you find out how false that really is. So anyway, those sorts of things, soil health data, very important. We'll talk more about how this system works for your benefit as we continue here. Mitchell Hora and Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Gentlemen, listen up. If you're too embarrassed to talk to your doctor about erectile dysfunction, consider this.
We call it the canary in the coal mine, meaning that the artery problems that cause erectile dysfunction precedes heart attacks by about 3 years. There's really no other relationship like that within the body arteries.
Now, cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopeski says having ED doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a heart attack or even develop heart disease, but
if you're a man who's 70 years old, no. If you're a man who's 40 and your erectile dysfunction is not due to prostate surgery or something, then you have a 50 times greater chance of having heart disease than another person just like you without erectile dysfunction.
You can also help lower your risk by exercising, maintaining a healthy weight, keeping an eye on your blood pressure, and not smoking. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there could be a COVID-19 vaccine ready as soon as next month. And after that, distribution will begin.
We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on.
That would be much faster than what CDC Director Robert Redfield told Congress earlier. He said it would be the middle of next year or a little later. The president said Redfield was mistaken. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is again going after the president's COVID-19 response.
Let me be clear. I trust vaccines, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
This is USA Radio News.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
A famous comedian is stepping up to help veterans in need. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Football fans have something to cheer about as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Big Ten restored its 2020 football season, a surprising reversal in its response to the coronavirus that reflects some pressure to push forward with college sports as the pandemic continues to hit campuses across the country. The season will start on the 23rd and 24th of October, which will allow teams to play an 8-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Paris Hilton says she wants to be a voice for other survivors of boarding school abuse. She says she decided to go public about the abuse she reportedly suffered at Provo Canyon School in Utah as a teenager. She said, "They constantly screamed at me, and the abuse is still happening today." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pour one up for the bank.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a very interesting and obviously motivated guy, Mitchell Hora, founder of Continuum Ag, does a podcast, has got his fingers in lots of different pies. You have a footprint. So other than soil health and data stuff that you're using to help out farmers, what other, oftentimes farmers, when they hear terms like ecosystems, they think of the EPA and they don't want to have anything to do with any discussion of ecosystems. So how do we turn that around, either making the word more meaningful, more appropriate, when it comes to carbon and carbon exchange? Most people don't understand all that stuff. I think most farmers hopefully understand photosynthetic process and, what happens with that, but maybe beyond that, I'm not sure. I think maybe I should qualify it this way. It's an age thing. Would you agree with that, Mitchell?
I think maybe, but the focus really in the age differentiator there is on, what is the consumer demanding? What are companies demanding? I think that's where there's the gap in the age, in the age of farmers. But
yep,
the key thing has been, that farmers have been preached to for the last 5-6 decades that we have to feed the world. And we have to drive yield, 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 yield. That's been the only thing. And right. I work with farmers in South Africa, and they just laugh at the notion that the U.S. farmer is going to feed the world because they're raising their production, too. They have all the same tools that we have, and they can be very productive. We have to focus on producing quality food that's nutrient-dense in a good quality manner. And I think what's interesting here is that farmers, you know, have been pointed to as part of the problem when it comes to heightened CO2 levels in the atmosphere or issues in the Gulf of Mexico or other dead zones.
Right.
You know, and yeah, we have been part of the problem, but now we're saying, okay, the entire economic model of farming, though, has driven these decisions that we have made.
Right.
And the entire
and that's where Monsanto and Bayer and all these other companies came in, because that was what they were preaching. Yield, 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 more money. I've had any number of farmers tell me that they, you know, the reason they did what they did or used the products they did is because it would increase their yield. They have to survive.
Correct, because they have to pay off their operating note at the end of the day. So right now, the things that's driving the U.S. farmer, for the most part, in large-scale production agriculture, is yield and debt. So all, because it's only about cash flow. It's not about profitability, because you never look at what is the actual bottom line in profitability, because all you care about is getting that operating note paid down so you can re-up it for the next year.
Right, so that's it. So it's like a, over and over and over again. It just goes on and on. You become dependent on the government.
Well, and this is really through, like, directly with your banks. But, yeah, I mean, the government has, you know, where you've got a safety net. And that safety net keeps you in the confined spaces, especially here in the Midwest, where it's that confined space is corn and soybeans. And that's it. There's no way to foster innovation. So what we've done on our farm is we actually have corn, soybeans, rye, barley, and mustard that we harvested on our farm this year. But we have no government programs for that. There's no government-backed crop insurance for any of that. It's 100% taking on the risk on our own. But we know that if we're going to be resilient in the future and take matters into our own hands and not rely on foreign trade, not rely on the ethanol market, not rely on other markets and you know, the folks in Chicago determining what the price of our grain is going to be, we have to take matters into our own hands. So it's worth the upfront risk to figure out how are we going to differentiate and actually focus on profitability on our farm. It's a heck of a notion to think about farming in that way, not just focusing on yields.
Exactly. And so many farmers, I certainly grew up around farmers who were just trying to grow and survive to pay the bills, pay the rent, not make money, but just when they needed money that went beyond what their income was, they'd sell a piece of land. I mean, the farm I grew up on. Yeah, exactly. Right. They needed money, sell an acre of land. And, you know, I look at some of the things when I was a kid. The acreage sold for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 an acre. Same land now, $400,000 an acre in my neck of the woods. Imagine running a farm. I got 114 acres, and there are 71 buildable house lots that are worth $400,000 a piece. How much pressure is that on anybody who's got a lot of bills to pay? And that's the story. You're seeing it. You've seen it, I bet, in the Midwest, on the other side of the country, the Northwest. The value, the real estate values have gone through the roof. And it's not just for building. A lot of these big outfits, these big ag companies, are buying up all the land that they can to do what they, you know, the serving their needs. They want to grow more and, you know, make more and that kind of stuff. I understand how it works. That isn't necessarily what we're addressing here on the family farmers, as long as they're not kind of getting land from farmers who want to stay in business. And then, you know, these guys come along and buy it from under them for whatever. Let's say there's a problem at the bank. The bank calls this big guy up, he's got a lot of cash. Hey, want to buy the mortgage? And, you know, from there, it goes downhill for the family farmer all too often.
Yeah, but as that family farmer, we're going to have to figure out, you know, how are we going to avoid those issues? How are we going to actually be resilient? And because the issue is we've put ourselves into this, you know, we can.
I don't know.
I mean, I think we have to focus on how are we going to not be dependent on these programs. We complain about these programs and national debt and things like that, but we're still taking the money. We're still taking the money when it comes around.
Yeah,
and until
that's for
we stop being part of the problem, then it's not going to be fixed. And until we start focusing on the profitability and stop, you know, funding the mega issue that we have going on, it's never going to change.
There are things that are happening locally. I see around here, I got involved in a program, a farm-to-table thing. I think they call them farm-to-fork in some areas. Let's talk about that and how you're playing in that and how what you're doing makes that easier for folks to do. Mitchell Hora, the website you can go check out is fieldworktalk.org, all one word, fieldworktalk.org. Mitchell Hora, founder of Continuum Ag, here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a weight loss tip. Actually, a tip on what you need not to do. There are a number of mistakes people make, including not getting enough sleep. When you are on a diet program and you're losing weight, you're feeling good about it, sometimes you'll skimp on sleep. That's the worst thing you can do, especially for farmers, because they need to get their rest. Lack of sleep throws your hunger hormones into the position of you wanting to eat more. You know, there are cravings that come with being sleep deprived. One of the ways you deal with it is to, let's go eat. Yum. No, not a good idea. Scientifically speaking, the whole business about losing weight and how you keep it off, that seems to be the purview of Calitrin. Go to the website, toploss.com, where you learn all about Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's the only weight loss formula internationally that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs. It's good for people of all ages and all locations. It's a very, very solid way for you to lose the weight and keep it off. It has to be solid. Been around for decades, and they've got an 86% success rate. How do you beat that? Buy three right now, get three free, so you can stay on the program for the cost of 3 months, but you're actually on it 6 months, so you not only lose the weight, but you train your body to keep it off. Fabulous. And this is an unlimited offer right now. Take advantage of it. Buy as many of you, you want 40 of these things, buy 40 months supply, get another 40 months free, share with your friends and family. Losing weight, keeping yourself safe and healthy should be your number one priority. Take inches off of your body. Go to toploss.com. When you're checking out, use the discount code DJV for the best pricing.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Virtual reality has gone to the cows? Well, if you thought high tech couldn't get any weirder, think again. A farm outside Moscow, Russia is testing VR glasses for its cows in an effort to increase the quantity and quality of the milk produced. Studies have shown that a cow's environmental condition can impact their milk production. So a team of developers, with the assistance of veterinarians and dairy consultants, produced some oversized VR glasses for cows. The cow VR glasses have to be different than the human version to account for a different head shape and the eyesight of the cows. So the next question is, what do the cows see in the VR goggles? Well, you guessed it, a wild, expansive field beneath the summer sun. So far, it's unclear if the VR glasses have actually helped milk production, so don't bet the farm on its success just yet. But it is a great, if not silly, tech story nonetheless.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Back now with Mitchell Hora from Continuum Ag. I want to say Continuing Ag. The farm-to-table, farm-to-fork, whatever it is, how are those helping and how do you discuss those with people who would come to you for production help?
Yeah, what we're looking at there is, you know, how do we scale that system? So what we've seen, you know, is that individual
farmers... When you say scale the system, Mitchell, what do you mean?
Scale the system away from one individual farmer working with 10 families to thousands of farmers working with hundreds of thousands of families, where those families understand where their food is coming from, how it was produced, shifting the entire norm of the agricultural system in the country, but, you know, around the world here too. And what I think has to happen there is that those individual family farms that are, for example, raising grass-fed beef, they are able to sell a couple cows a year directly to a couple families because they have a direct connection with them. Those families know where their food is coming from, and they like that direct connection, that feel. In order to scale that system, our approach has been we have to have some data and some reasoning in behind telling that story. And a reasoning in behind, here's where that food comes from. It's great to say, yeah, Mitchell Hora grew, you know, this grain and is working with this, you know, hog farmer in Iowa, and now you're eating that pork chop. Okay, that's great, but why is that pork chop then better? So, yeah, you can say, okay, yeah, this cool guy Mitchell grew the grain and this, you know, this hog farmer Doug grew the, you know, the hog. That's fine, but why? So we want to quantify our carbon impact, our water quality impact, but other like qualitative data as well about, you know, what's the herbicide program or the fertilizer program, or, you know, are we raising these things with better, more sustainable practices? So it's putting together the qualitative and quantitative data.
That's a hard sell though for some of the old timers, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, but we're seeing a major shift in it because that's where the dollar's got to come from. And we're seeing that no matter what, we're going to have more transparency in the supply chain. We need to know where our food's coming from, where our grain is coming from.
You've seen these big ag companies who import a lot of stuff. They don't want you to know. It's like things made in China. Now, all of a sudden, you can't find out where things are made because of the animosity that is focused on the Chinese government. And now, if you go online to try to find something and be conscious of where it comes from, you can't find out anymore what the country of origin is. It's really
hard. Yeah, we need to be more transparent with that. You mentioned like on the seed as well. So I'm working with a company here this year. I mentioned we grew mustard on our farm this year. That was for seed for a company out of California because most small seeds like mustard, carrot seed, onion seed, things like that, most of that comes out in New Zealand. And we need to figure out how to get that production back here in the U.S. So even little opportunities like that is pretty interesting to diversify.
Well, it's another focus. So much stuff has been given off to foreign interests, or we've found, you know, a market, so we buy it because it's cheaper or whatever. But we need to bring things back, pretty much production facilities of food, products. It wouldn't make any difference. That stuff needs to come back to America. It needs to be incentivized.
The main thing, though, is we have to be able to figure out the middleman, the processing and stuff in this. Yeah, so, you know, why does the Midwest or why does Iowa mostly grow corn and soybeans? Well, all of the markets are for corn and soybeans. You know, most of my corn goes at max, it goes about 40 miles away.
Yeah.
And within that 40-mile radius, I have dozens and dozens of options. But for that mustard, I just ship it all the way to California.
Yeah,
or like we grew malt barley this year. That malt barley ended up going 100 miles away to a local craft brewery malting facility. So that's cool, but we've got to have more of those local markets, and I think that's where, you know, we can foster more innovation and stimulate the family farm.
Fieldworktalk.org is the website. You can sign up for their newsletter as well there. Be informed. View all of this information. Take it to heart because it's aimed at helping you make your farm better. Our thanks to Mitchell Hora from Continuing Ag here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, and now this comment. I suppose you could say this is my letter to the editor on air. The editorial content comes from my heart and often my experience. I think about, because I'm a cow guy, I've been around cows all my life, about the plight of dairy farmers and how every... we used to have... When I was a kid, in Massachusetts, probably 400 or 500 dairy farms. And then when I was milking cows and selling raw milk on the farm, there were 170, 180 farms. I think we may have only 45 or 46 dairy farms left in the entire state now because of this onslaught, this attack by, you know, it's the same old thing. It's like I'm in the radio business, and I don't want to sort of stifle the conversation here, but it was the same thing. 1996, at that time, Congressman Ed Markey, who's now a senator from Massachusetts, was chairman of the committee that oversaw the change in telecommunications so that one company could own thousands of radio stations and that we can consolidate. It was all going to be better, right? We got out of it. You get four or five companies that control all of the fiber optics and all of the communication, whether it's phones, cell phone, whatever it means. It's all in the hands of four companies because of what this law allowed to happen. And now... along comes a suggestion. Well, when Bush was president, the same thing happened to the dairy industry. One company, the Sweezer family and Dean Foods, came in. They raised a lot of money for his presidential campaign, and by golly, it had its influence because the whole rule that kept one company from controlling the fluid milk supply went out the window. Dean Foods came along, bought up all the sources of supply, screwed the farmer, and now gone bankrupt. And all the dairy farmers are screwed all across the country. They're asking, what the heck happened here? You know, there's a new co-op, the Dairy Farmers of America. It's the same as the Suiza family. It's the same bunch. It's the same. So the majority of dairy farmers are, you know, kind of up the river without a paddle, still wondering what happened to the price of milk and trying to figure out how can anybody think we're going to provide for milk here with the cost being more than what we're getting paid for. $16, $17 a hundredweight for milk when it costs you $24 to do it. That's an outrage. It's a damn outrage. So anyway, I look at the ways the government is trying to help small farms. The answer is not the government. Never has been, never will be. It has got to be the consumer, because this program is aimed at educating the consumer as well, a locavore that uses our products, food, family, and farm. That's what I say all the time. So that people who not only need to save the farm and have solutions to saving their farm, but also the people who support us, they want to know how to change some of these jarring discrepancies. They're taxpayers, after all. The programs that have been designed by the government are cronyistic, if you will. All, you know what happens in government. People who are in government are there because they come from an industry. They go in, they work as regulators, change the rules, then they get out, go back to their businesses. They benefit from the way they change the rules. It's the same old story. It happens whether it's in the airline business, broadcasting business, farming business. It's a weakness in our government. So now we have big ag, and we have trade wars with China. We have flatfoots like Sonny Perdue, who told dairy farmers, you better get big or you better get out. Anyway, Senator Kristen Gillibrand from New York is trying to figure out how things can change a little bit so that so much money doesn't go in the next round. And that's one of the reasons they've sort of stalled. They haven't finished this next bill because so much money is going to large corporate farms and not enough money is going to small farms. The 1% of recipients got 20% of the money. Payments averaged about $95,000 per. At the bottom, 10% got less than 1% of the aid. That's just wrong. And so it's time we woke up to this sort of thing and figured out how to get around it, or how to get over it, I guess, as much as anything else. And so one of the things that's important now that we're coming up on the election season is to make sure that the person that you vote for has your best interests at heart, whether it's Senate, whether it's the Congress, whether it's a state rep, whether it's a governor. It doesn't make any difference. If they don't have your best interests as a farmer at heart, don't vote for them. Period. End of story. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen, sticking to the American Family Farmer. Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's our time.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.